Welcome to the Go Hard Chick podcast. This is your host, Crystal Holmes. And my, oh my, this has been quite the last, what has it been? 2 months? 3 months? Since I last did an episode. And I have to apologize to you all. But I needed a moment. I needed more than a moment. I needed a break, and I needed to practice some of what I preach on this podcast. And I took a self-care break. Well, more than that. It was a life-changing get myself together break. So the last episode, the last episode I released was in April 12th. And since that date, so many things have happened in my life. So many changes. Well, number one, I guess one of the biggest changes that I made in my life, I quit my job. Yes, I quit my job. Now I have a new job. But I quit my job. Some of you may know, or maybe you don't. I'm an attorney. I was working in the field of family law. So I did a lot of divorce work. And I had been practicing family law exclusively for a number of years. And I'm going to just be honest with you all. It was draining. It was emotionally draining. And that practice area has always been emotionally draining, at least for me and for a lot of my colleagues. That's why it was extremely important to practice things like self-care and take breaks. But it got to the point in my career where I felt like I had given all that I had to give at that point. And at that point, because I care about my clients, I cared about my clients, I felt like I could not be the attorney that my clients deserved any longer. So, in an effort to not only look out for the clients, but to look out for myself, I decided it was time to step away from that practice area. And, you know, most of my clients were very, very supportive. Some were a little upset, understandably. But, you know, it was time for me to make a move and to move on. And I had been feeling this way for a while, if I'm honest. But I had my own insecurities. You know, in order to step away meant trying something new. And I was a bit nervous and afraid about taking that chance and trying something new. And I had my own insecurities, you know, like, am I too old to be stepping away and trying something new? Do I have what it takes to try this new practice area? All these things that I battled with. So in my absence from this podcast, just know that I was trying to figure all that out, you know, leaving the new job, making that transition, trying to get over my insecurities and figure out where I fit in this new practice area. So I've been working on all of that. And I just wanted to share, like, now that I'm here and I'm back recording, I realize now how much I was limiting myself. And sometimes that's what we do. We let these negative thoughts and insecurities take over and we limit ourselves. And now that I've kind of gotten past that and I'm in this new job and I'm getting acclimated, I realize, oh my God, like how much I was limiting myself and how much this job has pushed me forward intellectually. And I needed that push. I really, really did. So ladies, if you are contemplating a new job, a new goal, whatever it is, yes, it's normal to be afraid. It's normal to have some fear. That's normal, but don't let that stop you. Like our whole, I think one of the main reasons we're on this earth is to keep growing. And it doesn't matter how old you are, how many years in a career you've been, you've got to keep growing. And if you're not growing, you're dying. So I'm so glad that I made this change, not only for my mental health and well-being, but my intellectual health. I'm being challenged in ways that I haven't been challenged before. And that's a good thing. So in trying to get to this place, though, I had to do a lot of things to get my mind in check. You know, therapy is important. You know, I was having weekly meetings with my therapist / life coach, who kind of got me out of my head and into the game, if you will. I had to make sure that I was getting adequate amount of sleep. You know, I had to realize that my peace was more important and my family time was more important. And I had to start saying no. Like, I really had to start saying no. There's power in saying no. Sometimes we feel guilty. Sometimes we feel like, oh, you know, they asked me to do this thing because they believe in me. So I have to say yes, even though I'm exhausted. No, we don't have to say yes to everything. So I've been practicing the power of no. And it feels so, 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 so good. So I want to share with you just a few things, my top things that I have been doing in practicing self-care during these last couple of months so that I could be a better mom, a better person, a better attorney, a better podcaster, a better health coach. And the number one thing I think I've done, or no, this, you know what, this is not in any particular order, but one thing that I've done was I've prioritized my sleep. They don't say get 8 hours of sleep for nothing. It's truly important. You need to make sure, try not to eat right before you go to bed, because believe it or not, that disrupts your sleep. Keep your cell phone away from you while you're trying to sleep. Even that can disrupt your sleep. And I don't mean just by the phone ringing, but just, you know, I would wake up in the middle of the night and have this urge, let me check my cell phone. I've stopped doing that because that, once you start that, you stay up all night after that, at least I was, and it's disruptive. So reducing stress obviously is key. And in doing that, you need to get your rest, get your sleep. Exercise. Now, I've been exercising daily for quite some time. So, you know, I've already been practicing, or had been practicing, the importance of exercise. But it's really important part of our self-care. You know, it's not only physically good for us, but it's great mentally. And I cannot stress that enough. It can also boost your mood. It can help reduce stress and anxiety. Going to the gym, I mean, some of us look at it like, oh, you know, part of our weight loss journey, for example, but it really, really is part of self-care overall. The next thing is that's really important part of self-care is eating right. I mean, that's self-care. The food that we eat has the potential to either keep us healthy or to contribute to weight gain or disease. It can keep our minds working and alert or not. So eating right is really an important part of self-care. And if you look at it, instead of looking at it like, oh gosh, I got to eat these vegetables, look at it like this, eating these vegetables or whatever it is part of my self-care. Say no. I think I touched upon this. you got to say no. Sometimes you got to say no. Whether it's on the job, whether it's to your kids, to your spouse, sometimes you just have to say no. Learning to say no is really hard. A lot of times we feel obligated to say yes when someone asks for our time and energy. However, if you're already stressed out or overworked, saying yes to loved ones or even coworkers can really lead to burnout or make a burnout situation even worse, which I think I was experiencing. So we got to learn to say no. Like, here's a story. Like, I left that law firm, my job, and I started a new practice area. And I still get calls from time to time from folks who want me to represent them in family law matters. And I got an email actually from a colleague, another attorney, asking me to represent a friend of hers. And of course, when a colleague is reaching out to you and saying, hey, I want you to represent someone I know, that you know, you feel like, oh, she or he must really think highly of me. And so then I thought, okay, she must think highly of me. Okay, maybe that I have to do it because she's asking me to do it. And I stopped myself before I responded to the email. And I said, it's the weekend. I'm not going to respond. And I'm going to meditate on this and I'm going to pray about it. And I woke up that Monday and I said, I can't do it because I already had promised myself that I wasn't going to accept these kind of cases anymore, and I'm moving on. So it was weird for me. It was hard to respond to that email and say, I'm sorry, I can't do it. And you know what, folks? You don't even have to get into detail when you say no. Like, I didn't go into, well, you know, I'm not practicing family law anymore, blah, blah, blah. I didn't even go into that. I just said, I don't have the bandwidth right now to accept that case. Period. Like, you don't have to get into this long-winded explanation. You can just say, no, I can't do it. No. And that's okay. So saying no to others or things can sometimes mean saying yes to ourselves. And you know what? It can also mean saying yes to an opportunity. Another opportunity. Just think about it. If I had said yes to that case, the universe may have blocked some other opportunity that I may want to do from coming my way. So not only is saying no about self-care, it's also, if you say no to things that you know you truly don't want to do or don't have the bandwidth to do, you free up space for other opportunities that you may want to do to come your way. Another thing I did, and even though I didn't plan it to be a self-care thing, it ended up being a self-care thing. Take a self-care trip. I took a trip to New Orleans, and it was really for an event that I was attending, a friend's 10-year wedding anniversary, but I turned it into like a self-care trip. I got a nice hotel room. Oh, it was super nice. Stayed at a nice hotel. It was plush. I enjoyed alone time by exploring the French Quarter in New Orleans, and I ate what I wanted to eat. And, you know, my partner wasn't there and my kid wasn't there. And it was so nice. It was so nice having that alone time. So take a self-care trip. I mean, it can make a huge difference. Getting away just to disconnect and to relax and to rejuvenate yourself. I mean, and it doesn't have to be costly. It could be, you know, the next town over. It could be in your own town at a nice hotel. Just take a weekend break. One thing I've been doing a lot of, particularly during the pandemic when I've been able to work from home, and I've started to transition back into the office. So I got to start doing this more in the office too, is we got to take self-care breaks by getting outside. So I do every day a 15-minute weather permitting, a 15-minute sun break where I just literally go outside and I sit in the sun for 15 minutes to get my vitamin D, which of course helps to improve my mood. So doing that in the middle of the day really helps to reduce stress. You know, it lowers your blood pressure, and you're just living in the moment and enjoying the outdoors. And it really helps to, you know, get refocused, and, you know, it can help reduce fatigue and help with depression and burnout. I mean, so if you can get outside and take longer, you know, outdoor breaks during your day or on the weekends, I like to take walks. I might take an hour walk on the trail. But even when I'm at work, I take at least 15 minutes and I just sit outside, you know, and you can incorporate your gardening, you know, all of that. Any outdoor time can help you. It's basically self-care. So ladies, let's do that. Let's get outside a little bit more. Another big thing I like to do personally is I like to listen to podcasts. That's my alone time. Wherever I am is part of my self-care. I get to listen to other podcasters give a lot of great information to help me be a better person. You know, you can listen to podcasts and learn business tips, mom tips. I mean, there's so much information out there. And it doesn't even have to be about tips. You may be a crime buff. I mean, there are podcasts about that. But that's like your time where you can learn about different things or just have entertainment. Or read a book if you're not a big, I would hope you're a podcast fan if you're listening to my podcast, but read a book. Like, turn the phone off or set it aside and read a book, you know, maybe a book even about self-care. I mean, that time is for yourself. Just look at it like that. So look at things that you can do, whether it's read a book, a podcast, you know, maybe you're into art, maybe you like craft. That's all self-care because you're giving yourself an outlet to be creative or to be thoughtful or to think. And that really helps. And one important thing about this, which I need practice with too, is whatever self-care you do, you got to schedule it. Like, put it on your calendar. One thing I started doing, which I wanted to share, I could do a whole podcast just about this. I started going to sit in an infrared sauna. So I joined one of those sauna places, and I was hesitant to join at first because, you know, I'm sitting there thinking, okay, Crystal, when are you going to be able to do this? When are you going to find the time to come to this sauna and sit in here? And so I joined and I said, I'm have to make the time. So I find the time to schedule at least twice a month so I could sit in this infrared sauna. Now, like I said, I could do a whole podcast about infrared sauna and the benefits and my experience, and maybe I will. But I will say I did experience some sickness after the sauna. And I think it was just the toxins leaving my body. But like I said, we'll talk about that later. But that has been something I've done to, you know, as a part of my self-care. As part of my self-care. So we got to make the time. You got to say no. You got to find the things you want to do. And just do it. And whatever that is, you know, if you like to get massages, hey, book yourself a weekly or monthly or bi-weekly massage. You know, you're getting your hair done, getting your nails done. I mean, that's part of self-care. Yeah, we look at it a lot of times, ladies, as maintenance, but That's self-care too. So I hope this helped you. And I've missed you so. And I promise you that now that I'm starting to feel better and less stressed and getting acclimated to this new job and lifestyle and routine, I'm going to be more consistent with this podcast and these episodes. So I've spent the time, I've made the time to get better organized so I can come on here and talk to you guys more often. So go hard, chicks. Thank you for listening. I'd love to hear from you about what you're doing to incorporate self-care. So send me some messages, send me some emails, send me some DMs. Let me know what you are doing to incorporate self-care, because we're so busy. We're go hard chicks. We're moms. We're, you know, moguls. We're, you know, that girl. And we're doing all these things. But we got to take care of ourselves, because I can't do all of that and I can't be all of that if I don't take care of myself first. Thank you for listening, Go Hard Chicks. Take care.